Do you believe the Admiral Byrd story that he indeed went into a hollow Earth, or was that a myth? What is that?
Well, there, you know, he flew across the North Pole in 1926 and across the South Pole in 1929. Certainly an aviation hero. He was an ultra patriot. So if the government told him not to talk about anything as long as he lived, he wouldn't do it. Now, there is a rumor of a diary out there. We've checked it out as best we can. I've checked the writing style, the wording, and the details of that diary, and I've determined that I can't validate the authenticity of that diary.
One way or another.
Right. That being said, his public statements did lead us to believe that he found something anomalous on that flight over the North Pole. Now, there are rumors that he flew over lush green grass and trees and liquid water and saw woolly mammoths running along the ground. Those are unsubstantiated, but it is a fascinating story. I just cannot determine one way or the other if the eyewitness testimony that he is reported to have made is accurate.
All right. So we'll find out. One way or another.
There is one thing, though. We did find some clues when we were in Egypt. Om Seti, she is also known as Dorothy Eddy, did some hand translations of hieroglyphs that were found at Abydos. And this is built on top of a very ancient structure called the Osirian. In her handwritten manuscript, which there's only one copy in the world, and I sat there and went through the whole thing while I was in Egypt with Hani El-Zaini, who's the possessor of this handwritten manuscript. It said that the Egyptians escaped into the earth. So we chased that lead down to a small city known as Damanhur. Now, it's way out in the desert. It hasn't been visited by the West in hundreds of years. But one of our party, John Riley, made his way there on the train. He's crazy. I don't know why he did it, but he jumped on the train, went out there, verified that the town was there, came back. It took us 6 months to get diplomatic access for a small group to go to Damanhur. And we're going the 8th of November. And I've got, if your listeners will visit the website, I've got a very special offer for Coast to Coast listeners who would like to join us on that trip. I can only take three couples. That's the only space I've
got. That's
it.
Okay.
But it's there.